أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا ظليل ولا يغني من لهب إنها ترمي بشرر كالقصر كأنه جمالة صفر ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. In the previous ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained that on the day of Qiyamah, that the non-believers, those who did not believe on the day of Qiyamah, that there will be a day of resurrection, it will be told to them, now go towards that which you were lying about. You falsified it, you did not believe in it, now go towards it. And then further it will be said, go towards those three branches of that fire of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which will appear like clouds in the air. And it will appear where they will be suffering in the heat and in the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. It will be said, go towards those clouds, and they will feel that they will get shade there. It is just like a person sees a mirage somewhere, he thinks it's water. When he goes there, he finds there is no water, and his thirst becomes aggravated and becomes even worse. Or like the people of Ad, when they did not believe in their Nabi Lut, in their Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wassalam, and he called them towards believing in Allah Ta'ala and obedience of Allah Ta'ala, they said this Nabi has got too many conditions he has got, he's making life difficult for us, and we are suffering in this drought. We got the house of Allah, Baytullah. We can go there and make dua to Allah, and Allah will give us rain. They went there and they made dua. Allah showed them three clouds and asked them, which cloud do you want? One was a white cloud. They said there won't be any water in there. And there was another grey cloud. They said very little water. And there was a dense black cloud. They said, yes, this cloud has got lot of rain. Oh Allah, this is the cloud that we want. Allah sent it there, but it was no cloud of rain. It was terrible storms that had come and destroyed them completely. From there, we also should take a lesson. Whenever the rain start or the wind start blowing, there is one dua that we are taught. Allahumma ij'alhu lana wa la taj'alhu alayna. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, let this be for in our benefit, and let it not be against us. Because sometimes when the wind and the rain start, like recently, about 4 o'clock in the morning when that hail started, and it was huge, huge hail, and if Allah's fazl, it stopped almost immediately, but if it carries on just for a minute also, it will bring great, great havoc and destruction. So they saw these clouds, and they thought they will get shade there. When they went there, they found La Zalir Na Kehri Chhaon. They found that these were not clouds that will give them shade which they were expecting and relief from the tortures and torments of the day of Qiyamah. Wala Yughni Min Al-Lahab Or Na Kuch Kaam Aaye Tapish Se. And neither did it save them, protect them from any of the heat of the fire of Jahannam. In fact, it became even more worse when they went there, which Allah Ta'ala explains in front, إِنَّهَا تَرْمِي بِشَرَرٍ كَالْقَصْرِ وَآَكْ هَنْتِ هَي چِنْغَارِيَا جَيْسَ مَحَرِ. The fire of Jahannam, that's what they saw as clouds, that came from the depth of Jahannam, the smoke of Jahannam. And it was black, black smoke. And we all know also, Allah protect us all. But in a fire, it isn't really the fire that kills, but it is the smoke that kills a person. That smoke that comes, that really kills a person. The fire is still afterwards if a person has to land into the fire. So the smoke of Jahannam, which will come from the depths of Jahannam, this will make like those clouds which will be on top. And they will be such that they will be throwing sparks. And the sparks will be the size of palaces, of castles. So huge sparks from all the over the mountains of Jahannam, they will come out. And the sparks will be huge like castles and palaces. كَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَةٌ صُفْرٌ goya wo oont hai zard. And then they will break up into other pieces. And that will be the size of camels, like yellow camels. It will be the size of that. This is referred to by the Mufassirin, explained that they will be like the yellow camels. In one way, the comparison will be that there were black camels also, but in the sunshine, they appear to be like yellow. And so these sparks will be like huge palaces, huge castles, so big sparks. Yeah, one little spark, may Allah also protect us. How many times one spark just touches the terrain curtain, and from there the whole fire starts. So yeah, also these sparks will be so big like palaces, and then they will be broken up into smaller pieces which will be like camels. وَيْلُوِنْ يَوْمَ إِذِلْ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ خَرَابِ هَيْ أُسْدِنْ چُتْلَانِ وَعَلُوكِ. For that day will be great destruction for those people who did not believe in the day of Qiyamah, or those people who did not prepare. They believed, but they did not prepare for it. For them also, there will be severe punishment. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah give us the tawfiq of tawbah, correcting our lives. And may Allah enshroud us in His mercy and His rahmat. Wa akhiru da'wana.